a Star for the Night Foundation radio show, and our lucky Star for the Night children are Tiffany and Lawrence, and they have been directed to us from the San Francisco Hospital, of course in San Francisco, and they are so excited. They're going to be sharing the spotlight with their favorite star, Kenny Loggins, and also they're interviewing him for Nationwide Radio. How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing good here.
Great.
I think we're
ask their questions and be DJs for the day.
Okay, well, let's start with Lawrence.
Where were you born?
Where was I born? That's starting with the easier questions and moving up to the harder ones. I was born in Everett, Washington, which is near Seattle, Washington, many, many years ago. Oh, your turn.
What was your earliest memory?
My earliest memory of music was my big brother Danny singing. And he used to sing along with rock and roll back when I was a little kid. So I was probably maybe four. And remembering him singing with the radio and stuff. And that was what got me interested in music.
Yeah? Who was your favorite musician when you was growing up?
A favorite musician when I was growing up? Well, I had a lot of favorite musicians, but I think at the beginning, like so many kids of my era, I loved the Beatles and wanted to be in that band. So that was the beginning of my band days, but I learned to play guitar before that. Mm-hmm. Your turn.
What do you like most about your career, and what do you like least about it?
That's pretty easy. I like the traveling the least. It's hard to be away from my kids, and it's hard to be on the road for long periods of time. I miss out on the summers too often. But what I like the most is being on stage and singing and getting to sing new music and different music, and that's really the fun part, and making records.
Do any of your kids play an instrument or want to be a musician?
Mm-hmm. I have five kids. My oldest is 27. And he's a singer-songwriter and a guitar player and a keyboard player. And he just won Rock the Cradle, which is an MTV show like American Idol. And then I've got a 20-year-old daughter named Bella who is in college, and she's a music major. And she plays guitar and mandolin and keyboards and drums. Drums are her primary instrument. Now here you want to be a drummer too. And then I have a 10-year-old daughter named Hannah, who just started playing guitar and is a singer and loves musical theater. So I've got a lot of music in the family.
Okay. What is one word you would use to describe yourself?
Sexy, I think, would be the word I use. Not everyone else actually uses that word, but a word to describe myself. At this point, I would have to say tenacious, which means that I stick to it. I hang in there and keep going till I get it. And that's probably been the most important thing for me, that when I make up my mind to get somewhere, I stick to it.
What made you want to be a musician in life?
Magician?
Musician.
What made me want to be a musician was because I took it up as a hobby, and then, you know, I would sing for everybody just for the fun of it, and then for some reason people started paying me to do it. And I thought, wow, you mean you can make a living doing this? You know, that's cool. So I decided that I would keep going and let people pay me to do it, and they still do. It's the weirdest thing.
Were you popular as a teen?
Was I popular as a teen? When I started playing music, my popularity got better. I was very shy, and I had buck teeth and big ears, and my mom cut my hair with a sheep shears. So I was in big trouble, and the music helped. Music helped me make friends and come out of my shell and be less shy.
What do you like to eat?
What do I like to eat? I like to eat all kinds of things. I'm not a vegetarian. A lot of people think I'm a vegetarian, but I've been, I eat all kinds of, probably all the same stuff you guys eat.
What is one thing about you that few people know?
Yeah, well, oh, I thought you had these questions memorized. You had me tricked. Wow, you got all this memorized. One thing about me that few people know is probably nothing I'm going to say in this interview. Nowadays, whatever you say ends up on YouTube. Okay. You know? One of the things that few people know is that I have 5 kids and that I still have a 10-year-old at home. You know, it's a lot of people think that my kids are grown and gone. So that's cheating, but that works.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I had 2 brothers. One of my brothers passed away a few years ago. But I now have 1 brother, and he lives on the East Coast in Connecticut.
Do you ever discuss about politics and religion?
Not on camera, no. I do sometimes. And I may get involved a little bit with the presidential campaign. I have from time to time. Once a Democratic nominee is decided, it depends on who that nominee is and how involved I want or can be. But yeah, I sometimes do that. I get involved more in environmental issues and sometimes kids' things.
What is your favorite horror movie?
Well, you got me on that one. We're going to have to skip over that one because I don't really have a favorite horror movie. Yeah. What's your favorite horror movie?
I don't really watch horror movies
anymore. Yeah, I don't either. Why did you ask that question?
But I watch comedy.
What's your favorite movie?
Norbit.
Norbit?
Yeah.
What is that? I don't think I know that one.
It's a comedy movie with
Eddie Murphy. Right, now I remember it now. I liked Lord of the Rings. Did you like that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What do you think of the new Narnia? Are you going to go see it?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I like movies like that. My kids like that. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite movie?
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Really? Kick-ass girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, this is your turn.
How would you like to be remembered?
It'd be nice to just be remembered, you know, and of course remembered for my music. And like you said, you know, that if I'm lucky enough to say something inspirational that changes people's lives or matters to people or sing a song that affects their lives, that's the best way to be remembered, you know, and that's probably what the music is really all about.
After one of your concerts, what do you do?
Usually after a concert, I meet people who have backstage passes, and so we do what we call a meet and greet, and then we'll change and either head back to the hotel to spend the night, or like tonight, we'll get on the bus and head on to the next town. And when we're doing the summer tours, we do a lot of that. We'll just jump on the bus and head out to the next city.
Mm-hmm. Who is your favorite singer besides yourself?
I'm not my favorite singer, in case you were wondering. Who's my favorite singer? That's a hard one because there are a lot of really great singers out there. And it depends on the mood I'm in. I'll tell you my favorite new singer is a young guy named Tim Christensen. And probably very few people know about him yet. But you can pull his stuff down with iTunes. And I love his voice. He's like my favorite new voice. I like another young singer named John McLaughlin, has a great voice. Favorite all-time singer would probably be James Taylor, just as a singer-songwriter. I think he's still one of the best songwriters in America. Any more?
And one of your tours, what cities did you go to?
Oh, well, I've gone to a lot of cities. I've been on the road for over 30 years. Well, I've been home some of the time, long enough to make kids. And I've been to a lot of cities in America and a few in Europe and a few in Japan and the Philippines, but I've focused mostly on the United States. Sometimes my family goes with me, but it's really hard for them to go with me because, like, Luke has baseball all summer, and Hannah has her friends, and, you know, I can't be dragging them away from school. And so I'll try to get them to join me for maybe a week in the summer. Yeah, and I try to be home for holidays mostly. Yeah. Any more?
Describe your first date.
Oh. That would be too embarrassing. That's a good question, though. And, we'll talk about that over dinner when the camera's not rolling. Yeah.
Describe your first date.
How old are you? How old were you when you first got married?
I was about 30 years old when I first got married. 29, I think I was at the time. But, you know, it's funny how that, I'm not sure, looking back on it. And then I was 41 when I second got married.
Oh, you've been married twice? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, yeah, so what were you like when you were younger?
I was... like I said, I was very shy in high school, and I was very athletic. I played baseball and basketball and track, and really started to come out of my shell the summer before college, and made friends and started playing a lot of music and started a band. And it was really my band that got me out of my shell and meeting people, meeting girls, and new guys that I met were all players, were musicians. So I created a circle of friends that were all musicians, or mostly. Yeah? Any more? Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of events did you do with your dad?
What kind of things did I do with my dad? My dad was athletic, and so he and I played baseball together, and basketball, and football, and primarily those three things. We also rode horses. He taught me to play golf badly, and that was the kind of, you know, things. We would go to the beach a lot. He loved the beach, and we lived in Alhambra, which was near Pasadena, so we would drive an hour to the beach, and of course, Mom came along a lot of the time, so it wasn't just Dad, but Mom didn't play any sports, so when it came to playing sports and teaching me all that stuff, it was really about my dad and I. And so I'm lucky that I have mostly my fourth child, Luke, is the athlete in the family. And I've gotten to teach him to play baseball and basketball, and we share that a lot of the time.
Where's the musical inspiration
from your son? My music came to me through my brother Dan, who's 4 years older than me. And he really loved music, and he loved records, and he would turn me on to all the records that he loved. And then being a little kid, I just soaked up like a sponge, and it became my cradle language. And I learned sort of rockabilly and folk music from my brother Bob, and I learned rock and roll and R&B from my brother Dan. So I have two dramatically different styles of music in me that I learned from about 5 years old on.
Well, I'm out of questions.
Out of questions. I have a question. When do we get to have dinner?
Yeah. Do you have a rap song?
Do I have a rap song? You know, well, I have a lot of rap songs, but I don't do them because nobody'd believe it. No, I don't really. I'm kidding. I don't have, but my 10-year-old does.
We love you, Kenny. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Your Loggins.
That's me.